About May, June of this year, we didn't have a competitive Unix. The Alteryx that we had before was simply not competitive on any number of features, as you undoubtedly know. Our engineering group around OSF1's done an exceptional job. Today, Digital's Unix is recognized, if not the leadership, as some companies are actually, some analysts say, OSF1 from Digital is the leading Unix in terms of functionality and capability in the marketplace today. But whether they say it's the number one, they all say it's in the top. So the top two or three versions. Now, we're coming from a very weak position. We were so late in starting that it's just going to continue to be an uphill fight for us to gain customers and applications and so forth in Unix, but we have no alternative but to keep doing it. And that is what we're focused on, spending a lot of money there. It's quite remarkable in engineering, by the way. People don't fully recognize the competence that we have in our engineering groups around software. If you think about what was accomplished there, I mean, this is the equivalent of engineering Windows NT, for example, which has been widely touted in the press and how wonderful it is. We've done more in less time within OSF engineering than Microsoft's done with more resources around Windows NT, in point of fact. So it's kind of an interesting thing to put it in perspective. But anyway, we have to be successful there. And we have to be successful in VMS, and we're continuing to invest in VMS, and as I already mentioned about Windows NT. We're in a very unique position here. So each of our competitors has got some kind of problem as Windows NT comes on board. If you look at Hewlett-Packard and Sun Microsystems, they're essentially only Unix, and so they can't actually endorse Windows NT because it will significantly damage their Unix customer base. Okay, so they're in problem there. IBM and Microsoft are at loggerheads over OS 2 and Windows NT. So there's no major company out there other than Digital that can endorse Windows NT without coming away from VMS or coming away from Unix. For the last 2 years, we've been saying we're kind of agnostic around this subject. We're looking for what's the best solution for the customer's application. And that's the right attitude. Of the various technologies we have, what do we believe is in the customer's best interest? And we're the only vendor that can do that. We provide a freedom from choice. The customer can go with Digital, change their mind later if they want to, and move to one of the other popular operating systems. Our competition can't do that. This is a big plus, and we need to make more of it. You had a question.
Bob, my name is Steve Fuller from the systems integration business. Can you talk about Alpha's strategy to truly reach the mainstream desktop user?
Well, so far as the desktop user is concerned, Digital is primarily focused on, if you're talking about general computing, Intel-based architecture, because for the most part, it delivers what the customer needs at the lowest cost. And so we provide, as you saw in the video, the world's lightest portable laptop based on Intel architecture, all the way up to servers in our new Prioris line of servers for departmental level computing based on Pentium processors. And then we provide for the workstation market, that's the real power user, alpha-based workstations all the way up to supercomputers, which we're going to be introducing shortly. And again, we are a two-platform company. So if you say, well, isn't somebody like Compaq going to adopt alpha on the desktop? The answer is probably not. Probably not, because the majority of the customers that you want to reach there are going to buy Intel architecture and Intel-type applications. They're not going to recompile anything. Workstation people will. And so the issue is to provide the right product and the right technology for the customer need. Digital has a very broad spectrum of platforms, applications, and capabilities, and we can cover that as well or better as any other vendor. Now, we are making a number of initiatives in our semiconductor operation to penetrate other companies and other accounts with design-ins of alpha technology, and we're being reasonably successful with that. I think we'll be more successful as we go forward. I'm told I have time for one last question.
Bob?
Yes.
My name is Jonathan Lewis. I work in MCS. One of the problems we had back in Q3 when we were surprised with the loss was problems with the administrative systems that support the company. I was hoping you could comment on what kind of progress is being made to improve those systems.
Well, we're certainly focused on improving the administrative systems, and it seems to be excruciatingly slow. in coming to a resolution. It's not that we're not spending enough money or working hard enough, but whether we're working smart enough, I couldn't say. But it's very slow. It's interesting that when you talk to our customers, they have the same problems. And notwithstanding that we're a computer company, it's partly because we're trying to take an organization and a structure where everyone had their own localized information technology support, their own customized requirements, and we were very, very decentralized as a company, so we have an enormous complexity that we're trying to winnow down to a minimum set necessary to do the job and support us in a global perspective. It's an extraordinarily complex thing. We're working on it. There's certainly no lack of resource on it, and it's a major factor in helping us be more efficient in the future. I think we'll get there, but I'm not saying that we've accomplished that much yet in terms of finished product. We're making progress, and we will continue to focus on it. It's the same problem that our customers have, and it's an opportunity for digital. If you look at it in particular, we're adopting the application suite provided by SAP called SAP R3, one of our partners. That application suite runs faster on Alpha than it does on competing platforms. And we're in a process now of getting SAP to understand that, so they promote SAP on Alpha for their customer base. And we're partway through that implementation. We're doing some testing of SAP R3 this quarter, and as we get it correct, we'll be rolling it out across the company. Then you really begin to see some impact. Today, it's all the hard work of building the infrastructure. It's not necessarily yet visible as we try to get a more modern implementation of client-server applications for our own company. But we are quite dedicated to doing that. Well, I'm told that I'm out of time, but I will stay around after this DVN. For any of you that have a question that you'd like to come up and ask me privately, I'll stay around for a little while and be glad to take those questions. I want to thank you again for coming this morning, and thank you for asking the questions that you've asked. I want to encourage you. We're doing very well in terms of our progress. We're on our plan. Virtually every business unit, every function is on plan to achieve our objective of sustainable profitability. I'm quite confident that we will. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'll stay around. You can come down and talk.